Wealthy Illinois parents are giving up custody of their children to friends or relatives to qualify for need-based financial aid. That's according to reporting from ProPublica Illinois and the Wall Street Journal. The University of Illinois reviewed financial aid decisions for 14 students with guardianship status. U of I officials say they plan to withhold financial aid from at least some of those students. U of I Director of Undergraduate Admissions, Andy Borst, told Illinois Public Media's Lee Gaines that it was several high school counselors who tipped off university officials.
Got a call from actually a few counselors, but the first one, they were asking questions about our orientation program and Illinois Promise, our grant program, which are not typical for students from that high school or that group of high schools. And so that was kind of the first tipping point. We're like, huh, that's really odd. And so we started to look into those schools and who would have gotten Illinois Promise. And then the Office of Student Financial Aid did a really good job of kind of doing the investigation of this, saw some of the commonalities of students from Will County who entered into guardianship in their junior year of high school. We started to ask some more questions. And that's when we notified the U.S. Department of Education's Inspector General's office about our concern.
Did you learn that these students were from families who wouldn't normally qualify for income-based financial aid?
Correct.
What next steps did the university take after they discovered this?
So working with our own attorneys, the Office of Student Financial Aid developed some additional screening for students who enter into a guardianship to ascertain how much additional resources are available to them from their parents. What our legal counsel said was that this is a legal process. Students lawfully transfer guardianship from their parents to another individual. So the Office of Student Financial Aid can use their discretion on whether to award need-based student financial aid to these students, but we are still obligated to give them the Pell federal grant as well as the state MAP grant.
And so while the university has discretion to offer need-based financial aid above that number, the university cannot prevent students from accessing those dollars.
Correct.
Are there going to be safeguards in place to guard against something like this from happening in the future?
I believe we're on that path, protecting from wealthy parents manipulating the financial aid process to get need-based aid they wouldn't otherwise be eligible for. That's what we're trying to achieve without putting additional barriers in front of students that are in guardianships that they're removed from a family because of a health and safety concern. So we're trying to have that balance of how do we be good stewards of institutional resources without creating just another additional administrative barrier for low-income students that are in bad situations. What we're hopeful about in bringing this to light is that there seems to be movement happening at the federal level and at the state level with legislation to hopefully make it so that students who are entering into guardianship for the purposes of student financial aid will no longer be eligible for Pell and MAP grants.
I imagine you regularly talk to students who are in situations where they really need as much financial aid as possible. What's your reaction to the fact that it appears that wealthy families are manipulating the system to get some of these limited resources?
And I think people just kind of assume that financial aid is infinite when indeed it's not. Money that we are giving to students who are entering into these guardianships to receive need-based aid they would have not otherwise been eligible for is money that's not going to students that would have true financial need.
That was Lee Gaines speaking with Andy Borst, Director of Undergraduate Admissions for the University of Illinois. The story about wealthy Illinois parents using guardianships to qualify for income-based financial aid was originally reported by ProPublica Illinois and the Wall Street Journal.